Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss the election of Robert Mueller to lead the Justice Department investigation into Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. They speak with former Massachusetts Governor William Weld and William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse Law School.
Director Banks, the office into which he is stepping is different from the office occupied by independent counsels like Kenneth Starr and Lawrence Walsh. And I wanted you to explain just what the differences are, how he is not entirely separate from the Justice Department.
It's a good question. Because this is Bob Mueller, the differences that we can identify now aren't going to matter so much because of his tremendous integrity and the reputation that he brings to this assignment. That said, the regulations now are Justice Department regulations. So unlike the independent counsels of old, the Lawrence Walsh and Ken Starr investigations and others, this one is not authorized by statute. It's authorized by the department itself. So in theory and in practice, Mueller will report to the Attorney General.
Governor, well, one difference is that Ken Starr could not be fired by the president. If I understand this correctly, Donald Trump could actually direct that Bob Mueller be fired. Do you think that will affect his work, make it more difficult for him?
No, it's not going to slow him down one iota, because he wouldn't care if somebody did the wrong thing and fired him. He's just going to get to the bottom of it. He'll be a complete terrier. And as I say, it's going to be even-handed. I would expect, and by the way, special counsel don't have to indict anybody just because they have that power. When I was head of the criminal division in Maine Justice, I operated under that independent counsel statute, and my memory is more often than not no charges were filed. So people shouldn't rush to assume that there are going to be criminal indictments out of this. My guess is that under all the circumstances, Mr. Mueller might find it appropriate to issue a report of his findings or the FBI's findings at the end of the investigation, which he certainly has the power to do. I mean, even a grand jury can issue a report of its findings if it wants to. And that would, I think, make everybody feel better.
And that's former Massachusetts Governor William Weld and William Banks, director of the Institute for National Security and Counterterrorism at Syracuse Law School, speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, Uber has threatened to fire the engineer at the center of the driverless car technology legal battle with Waymo. The ride-hailing company has told Anthony Lewandowski to either deny taking files from Waymo, his former employer, or turn them over. Lewandowski has told the court he's being forced to choose between his job or his constitutional rights against self-incrimination.
A federal judge says he's inclined to approve Wells Fargo's $142 million settlement with customers over fraudulent accounts. The bank is trying to move past the scandal that erupted last year. More than 5,000 employees were fired for creating millions of fake accounts over several years. Wells Fargo already agreed to pay $185 million in fines.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.